Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 13, 24 to 30. Our subject is children of the kingdom. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
Now I say,
but whilst men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appear. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have
tares?
He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest whilst you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. May the Lord add his blessing, his light, his anointing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
We have been extracting some kingdom truths from the seven parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13. So in Matthew chapter 13, you will find seven parables of the kingdom. Jesus spoke about 57 parables or so. Seven of them can be found together in Matthew chapter 13.
Okay, Matthew has imparted to me and sana.
There is a reason why he brought these seven parables together. The reason is so that we will have beautiful outcomes in our lives.
Hallelujah.
This reason can be found in verse 51 and 52.
Now we can come at your sympathy do me and such a chemadionum bako and yet you know and in century no.
Jesus said these words after he has spoken all seven parables to them. The Bible says Jesus said to them, have you understood all these? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he said to them,
now
therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven,
and it was said, what church ni biara eman in church ni na saa semi ayede fa hini ehu.
It's like a householder who brings out, underline brings out.
Wasi o ti se ofiere bia woyi ade ade bi epie.
He brings, he has some outcomes. He brings out of his treasure things new and old. Jesus was saying something important here. That one sign that you have received the seven parables of the kingdom is that you are going to bring out of your treasure new things and old things.
Now I say, Nyabema ya who says, I'll back us up and swing what he has said. And you may be a few more, but you have a few more.
If you are not able to bring out of your treasure new things and old things, then perhaps you have not subjected yourself to the kingdom truth that he was teaching in those seven parables of the kingdom. Can you imagine somebody who is bringing out new things and old things, that the person becomes dynamic? The person has beautiful outcomes because he brings out those beautiful things. He becomes a multifaceted person. Because here he is bringing out new and then bringing out old. So you cannot put him in one class. Because he is prolific everywhere. Not just that, but he is also transgenerational. Isn't it beautiful for you to be transgenerational in your life? Because the things that you bring out, it belongs to a new generation, and then you bring out some things that also belong to an old generation. You feed everybody.
Hallelujah.
How can you be a person like that? How can you have beautiful outcomes in your life? It is only the kingdom system that guarantees it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the kingdom truth that Jesus Christ brought that guarantees that you can bring out new things and old things, be multifaceted, be dynamic, be very practical, be transgenerational, be relevant to the new, be relevant to the old, be beautiful and be relevant every time.
Hallelujah. Just a winya hini antitinkuto and a ube yo nipebia no me fiu muba na yangwa a dada fwenya hunfa so a befu fwenya hunfa so e ya wutwa twa swa de e ya dia ubiya tumuse wutu mi dani danimu e ya dia wutu musa wutu mi de wasaya mania ye just a winya hini nukrenkuto and a waya nipa watesa.
What is important to Jesus
adia yama yesu no
is that you become instructed in the kingdom of God. No matter who you are, he describes a scribe.
Now, a scribe
is somebody who is so knowledgeable that he is producing books.
And
although you may be that type who is very knowledgeable, yet you have to humble yourself enough to sit down and be instructed in the kingdom of God so that you become that dynamic.
Hallelujah.
And that transgenerational.
Hallelujah.
And that multifaceted.
Now I say, eh, be a no winning day. We are be a winning man with trotro, woman. Nasu, so one person would not hear no more quenja dia. And I was able to meet in us now when you come on church or a hinian monoma. I'm away to me, you'll be a dear one. I want to us open a home for so. Ube, you'll be able to me, Dana than the Yoma. I'm full from being a home for so. And that of us to be a home for so.
In this parable of Jesus, we are going to extract three things.
Now, what yes, or back was semi, yeah, Baba, no mommy and so.
We are going to learn about Jesus' geographical dominion. And then number two, we are going to learn about the enemies of the kingdom arrangement. And number three, we will learn about our relationship with the enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we want to take the first one, Jesus's geographical dominion or domain.
Now, baby, dear, yes, what dear, dear, what dear, baby, dear, one was the one one here, any dear.
This parable is explained in the same chapter from verse number 36.
Now, Saba Kwasemuye, Chichemudu, Adiasa, and Suna, yesu.
And we are going to learn some few things from Jesus' explanation. The first thing I want us to know about Jesus' geographical domain is that there is no king who is excited when you try to limit his dominion. He doesn't want his true dominion to be shrunk.
He
doesn't want it given to another. In this world, wars have been fought because certain people try to limit the geographical boundaries of others, like of nations, of families, and all that.
Na na wi asimu senkro fo eko na ku aku ni se e bia ba bia na sase da na obi pese wo bem ana wo man ni ba bia na kam da na obi pese wo kan ni she won tie wo be ko ho.
Look at verse number 37. Jesus answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. At first, in the parable of the sower, he sowed the word, now he is sowing human beings.
Verse 38
says that the field is the world. Please underline, the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. Please underline, sons of the kingdom, or children of the kingdom. These are the words of Jesus. It's not the coinage of anybody. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want you to know something from verse 38. That Jesus sows the sons of the kingdom in the field, which is the world. He sowed the sons of the kingdom in the world. The reason is simple, because the world is his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The world is talking about this organized arrangement that we have around. The sons of the kingdom were not sold in the church. So to speak, they were sold in the world. Because Jesus wants us to know the geographical boundary of his kingdom. Because there is a heavenly kingdom and then there is an earthly kingdom. Turn to the book of Psalm chapter number 2. You will understand that there is an earthly kingdom which is made up of all nations of the world. And Jesus inherited this kingdom and leased it out to the sons of the kingdom so that they will bear the fruit of the kingdom, like kingdom peace, kingdom righteousness, kingdom prosperity, kingdom presence in this
Na sɛ wi ase ne ye Kristo dia na Kristo de ma ahenia ne ma no na wodua wo mo sa asase so sɛ bɛ ya ɔmo bɛnya aduaba pa bi a ye ahenia no mu asumdwe ahenia no mu trene ahenia no mu yedie ahenia no mu kankɔ wo pɛ sɛ wo nyankopɔ ahenia ma no etumi adua na wo mo fi sa aba no.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is why he put the sons of the kingdom in the world.
Ɛno ti na wode ahenia no mu ma ne agu wi ase yi mu.
Psalm 2 verse 6 says that yet I have set my king. Or if you like, let's go to verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? Verse 6 now, yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. When Jesus resurrected, God begot him. Verse 8 says that, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possessions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is God the Father talking to God the Son, or Jesus. When Jesus resurrected, God said that I am going to give you the nations of the world for your inheritance. And Jesus asked from God, and God gave it to him. So that the nations of the world will be his earthly kingdom. Look at verse 9. You will rule them with a rod of iron.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Wonderful. Jesus is going to rule. When he resurrected, God said he was going to rule the nations of the world with a rod of iron.
Now we see Yesu. When we saw him, we made the reaction. So, what did that day they made him so?
The rod is a scepter. It is a scepter that a king holds. And Jesus' scepter is not a wooden scepter.
Hallelujah. Now Yesu, now he near a dia no any dia.
It is with the scepter that the king rules. If he wants to do something, he just stretches the scepter. What Jesus uses to rule, the Bible calls it the rod of iron. The rod of iron is talking about the sons of the kingdom. It's talking about you and I. Planted in his earthly kingdom. So that through us, Jesus Christ will rule the nations that he inherited.
Hallelujah.
I came to talk to the sons of the kingdom that we are not made of wood.
Hallelujah.
We have power in our rulership.
Hallelujah.
It is through us that Jesus rules in the earthly kingdom. That is why he plants the sons of the kingdom in the field called the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you that the world or the nations are not the property of the devil. They are the property of Jesus that he inherited from his father, that he is supposed to rule with you and I, being the children of the kingdom, being his scepter of iron. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I came to strengthen you today.
And my baby show won't cry.
That we have to think about our impact in the world.
Say you bet to me a ye bibi na akawi ase.
It's not the church which is our target.
Anya asori no na ye need that so.
Our vision as sons is not supposed to be limited to the church world.
Na ye ni swade hu se wo yakopon hinie mu ma no. Anya asori da mu kuto na wo se edu.
If we limit our vision to the church, there will be too much confusion in the church.
Say ye di ani wo se asori kuto so dia. Anya no how bebre beba asori da.
There will be too much chaos in the church.
Atit basabasa bebre beba asori da.
There are many people who have been multi gifted by God.
Na kofo bebre wo ha. Wo yakopon dia chede bebre aso wo mu.
And he has given them such iron in them for them to reach out into the ethnic kingdom, the world.
Now ama wa musada die to me ni sabaya wa mo betumi akodu wiase wiye ho.
I came to tell you that the sons of the kingdom ladies and gentlemen, they already manifest in the church. We are waiting for their manifestation in the world. When the tares are taken away, then the weeds are going to shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Hallelujah. And it is what Titi and Rani Nano Shinivia, and you know what Diano, Amabeda, what you were saying, we are sinner, when you put on the man, the back Christos, I want it. Now, he near man any idea.
Psalm 110.
And you are her.
Over there, we see another conversation between God the Father and the Lord Jesus. The first one we read in Psalm 2, the Lord said, ask me and I will give you. This one is also a conversation between the Lord Adonai, God the Father, and Jesus.
Na said that the kind no Christo ni bisa wo nyankopon wa de manu no enu mo ha ni du no so so sa nete.
Verse 1 of Psalm 110.
Enu mo ha ni du ba ko na.
The Lord said to my Lord.
Was say owura no ka kire wo wura.
The Lord Adonai, God the Father, said to Jesus Christ.
Ye nyankopon wa wo hata suru wo kasa kire Christo said.
This is after Jesus' resurrection and ascension to heaven.
Where amra Yesu ewu asori na wo ko suru no.
He said to him, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
Wo sit na mabenifa ko sesa mede watamfo besha wo nan ase.
Verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion.
Wasi wa nyankopon besuma wo dadde wa ho odin afi Zion.
Please underline the rod of your strength.
Wasi chasa wa dadde ya wa ho odin.
The rod of your strength is talking about the rod of Jesus' strength.
Na ekasa fa Christ an kasa na ho odin.
It is the rod of iron.
Eya dadde an kasa.
That when God set his king on his holy mountain of Zion, he gave him a rod in his hand after his resurrection. That is us. And he said that we should rule in the midst of your enemies.
Hallelujah. Na emra wo nyakopon si no ahini enu so wieye no. Odin ahye ne nsam se dia die na di wiase nyina so na me yeso na di wiase nyina so.
I came to tell you, you are the scepter of the strength of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are not weak, there is power.
Hallelujah.
There is strength in you.
Hallelujah. Me pesa me ka kire wo se woni Christo ne dadie na wo didi adie no. Wo wa ho de to
for you to rule in the midst of your enemies. He didn't say run away from your enemies. He didn't say fly away from your enemies. He said that you are strength in you. Jesus' strength is manifested through us, sons of the kingdom. And he says that rule in the middle of your enemies.
Now when you say,
look at the next verse. It says that your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. The King James Version says that your people will be willing to do what? Volunteer to do what? Volunteer to rule in the beauties of holiness. Ladies and gentlemen, when we accept that the field in which we are planted is the world, and we are going to allow God to stretch us into the world, there is going to be beautiful outcomes.
Hallelujah.
In our rulership.
Hallelujah. Say I bet you say when you put on the egg we are seeing mu na one name so etra yesu a who dene di se we are seeing so dia and you know you bet ya dear one kunim diamo na ne we any by ya dia a fin kuto.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something. That if you understand the kingdom truth, the kingdom is not referring to the church. That the kingdom is referring to the world. I tell you, you will break loose on every side. He said that God will send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Zion is talking about the church. Out of Zion into the world. To do what? Rule in the midst of the enemies. Not run away from the enemies. Not cry at the enemies. But rule Hallelujah. In the midst of your of the enemies.
Hallelujah. And it's when you ponse. Say a betia to muse. Or the ababu yasimo. Now on Christo Yesu Nami Yemu. Ebeti obon sam sudia. And you know su obon samata tawa. And now nani na wuntu. Namu mube chinamuna wedu kunimesa se. When you say Christo namumu edukuni de baba.
If you understand that Jesus' kingdom is the world.
So what you to say, Christo na hinia pani ni wiasidia.
That we will be doing him injustice to limit his geographical domain.
Na any anayani yesu nini ye. Say ya mane kwai ma wanfa yemu niya dead.
No king will like that.
Oh hini bia ni what that
for you to say you are in charge of the church, as for the world, the devil is for the devil.
Sa wu ye wen yanko pomba na obeka se. I sorry them de mi dia de nemo mi kwa wiasi dia mini obia ni asem.
If you understand this,
so what you will say,
I tell you, you will break loose on every side. All your gifts will be unleashed. You will bring out of your treasure. Evilly, you are going to be a scribe, an expert in the Old Testament, but you are going to understand the kingdom of God. You are going to be a householder who is not holding things to the home or to the church or to the house, but you are going to bring out
Hallelujah.
Of Zion, bring out
Hallelujah.
All your gifting and your talent.
Hallelujah.
You will not bury your talent
yes.
and say that, well, I am only this. You will be multifaceted.
Yes.
Every gift of yours, every ability of yours will be unleashed. You become a multifaceted person and transgenerational,
yes.
relevant everywhere.
Yes.
Bring it out old and new.
Yes.
Anybody instructed with kingdom truths, Jesus says, therefore I say to you, he behaves like that. He brings out new things and old things.
So obegia to say Christo na musu ne be dia de na wiase ahine na ye wiase ye wom dia enye be bibia na wo be ko bia wo be die enya dia wo be mo wo achede bia na wo nyankopon dia so bo be ma aba na sa achede no be bo e ma wo koka se me dia apam da da no kuto me dia enyum pa na meto me dia me prichi pa me dia mpaye pa na mebo na mo sa wuji to say ahine no wo mu dia enye na achede bia wo mu na be pie wo be tumi aba organ wo be tumi We are businessman. We are way. Then you know what we say. We say, "Nia ewo umuno." Ebe bedi adi nebe ya for some afufro. Eni adada bibia we ye biara. Utumi dani we bibia ye bibia star biabi.
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Corinto form umu adi kanti dunu.
And then verse 23.
Chichemwa diyono mi ansa.
But each one in his own order.
Na obi biara ndi ne dia so pepe.
Christ the first fruit.
Christ only
Christ the first fruit.
Christ only a diabe dikain.
Afterwards, those who are Christ at his coming.
Now, one more so, Omoya.
At his coming.
One more so, one more chain in my yano.
The Bible is talking about the resurrections.
Na yes, wakasafa ousori yano.
That everybody has got an order in the resurrection.
Na opacha se wa ahinia ousori yano biya wanisisha yano.
It says that Jesus is the first fruit.
Wasi Christ only a diabe dikain.
When he resurrected, it's a proof that the harvest, there is always a first fruit before the harvest. When Jesus resurrected, it's a proof that the harvest, or all of us, we will also resurrect
Hallelujah.
One day. And the rapture.
Hallelujah.
At the sound of the trumpet,
yes.
the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Now I say, Bibi Biara when you come punch, she said, would you are dear? Yeah, would you be a decay by the chest and Kayana Basu? And it is a crystal, we were sorry, dear. And you know, or you were sorry, you were abakai. And also, just say, yeah, you didn't. Naya be sorry, sir. A doubt to bend to never bono. Nia wa wu a Christo muniba sorry kind.
The Bible says that when the rapture takes place, when Jesus Christ sounds a trumpet, and then the dead in Christ are raised.
Now I say, as oh, sorry, Chino, sir. Christo, yes, or but to bond to now. One more wu a Christo muniba sorry kind.
Then comes the end. Then comes the end. When he delivers the kingdom to God. When he delivers the kingdom to God the Father. When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign. So he has put all enemies. He must reign till God the Father has put all the enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is physical death. When we resurrect, then comes to pass that death has been destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until that thing takes place, the Bible says that he must reign. But when it takes place, then he will deliver the kingdom to God the Father. What kingdom is he talking about? He is talking about the world that we have conquered, that we have allowed him to stretch us into the world, where he has ruled over all his enemies, minus only one enemy, which is called physical death, which will take place during the rapture. Hallelujah!
Praise God!
The kingdom of God is the world. So I came to encourage you.
And I'm about to show him crying.
Don't be in the habit of limiting the dominion of Jesus. Don't limit him to the heavenly kingdom. Neither should you limit him to the church. I want to release you. I want to release you. You may be steeped in the old like a scribe. But if you are instructed in the kingdom truths, believe me, you are going to break loose on every side. And wherever you step, Jesus is going to rule in that place. Until we can say he must reign. Until the last enemy, he comes to do it by sounding the trump of God. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.